Based on conversations with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir of Pakistan, and wherein they requested, and I hold off on the destructive force being sent tonight to Iran and subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to complete immediate and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks. Yay! Woohoo! We got there! Yippee! Woohoo! Well, let's continue it, I suppose. This will be a double-sided ceasefire. Really? Does Iran know that? Does Israel know that? The reason for doing so is we've already met and exceeded all military objectives and are very far along with the definitive agreement concerning long-time peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East. We received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate.
What? No, you don't.
Iran's 10-point... Hold on. Let me get the list here, okay? For Iran's 10-point peace plan that Trump just said earlier today was not good enough. Guarantee Iran will not be attacked again. Trump can't do this. Permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire. Trump won't do this. End to Israeli strikes in Lebanon. Israel won't do this. Lifting of all U.S. sanctions on Iran. Trump won't do this. End to all regional fighting against Iranian allies. Trump and Israel won't do this. In return, Iran would open the Strait of Hormuz. Iran would impose a Hormuz fee of $2 million per ship. Iran would split these fees with Oman. Iran to provide rules of safe passage through Hormuz. Iran to use Hormuz fees for reconstruction instead of reparations. So, yeah, they're not doing that. Anyway, we received a 10-point proposal from Iran and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate. Almost all the various points of past contention have been agreed to between the U.S. and Iran, but a 2-week period will allow the agreement to be finalized and consummated. On behalf of the U.S. of A, as president and also representing the countries of the Middle East, it is an honor to have this long-term problem close to resolution. Okay, so in like 30 minutes, Iran will come out and say that no such negotiations have taken place and that no deal has been reached and the strikes will continue with no stop and everything will continue. This is, by the way, essentially a message of surrender by the United States. It's just one that's not being accepted by Iran. Then what was achieved with the idiotic post? Nothing, dude. The markets didn't even do anything, man. Like, I understand the point of this constant whiplashing is to give people an opportunity to do insider trading, but look at what the S&P 500's done over the past 5 days. Nothing! Look at this! The market is now completely unresponsive to Trump's rug pulling. Like, he threatened fucking Armageddon and the market didn't move at all. What's to say they aren't both lying? Who's the they both? What's the Iran lying in this case? Oil futures are down. That's cool. The spot price isn't. You think this means some real fallout if the bag isn't being held anymore? I don't know. I'm sure the people who are doing insider trading are still making some marginal gains. But, I don't know. Iran said earlier today that it shut down all negotiations with Pakistan after Trump's threats, and for the past week they said they'll not agree to the 45-day ceasefire. Yeah, but somebody earlier in chat said that their Iranian friend claimed that Iran has accepted the ceasefire. And I'm not saying that to make fun of them. There were a lot of mixed information, fog of war, etc., etc. Listen, I'll tell you this much, okay? And this one's a fact. This one's free from me to you, okay? A lot of people have said a lot of things. What has actually happened? Bombings have continued in Lebanon, Iran, and Israel. We've continued to pile up troops in the Middle East. The spot price of oil has continued to skyrocket. So, even though Trump has proposed, then dismissed, then changed the deadlines on a million possible proposals, the only actual physical material things that have happened have been a continued escalation of conflict. That's it. My opinion is that Trump is making this up, obviously. There's been no backroom dealing with Iran. If there was, why do this bullshit with Pakistan where you fake a statement from another country as an intermediary? And in all likelihood, what's going to happen is that the war is going to continue. America and Israel will keep bombing Iran. Iran will keep bombing Israel and the Gulf states. And then Trump will declare that Iran has violated the ceasefire. This is the same thing Israel's done a million times. And then he'll threaten again. Then he'll pull off again. Threaten, pull off, threaten, pull off. Forever and ever. Until eventually, inevitably, the economy breaks. Right? I mean, that makes sense. Doesn't it? Did Trump already talk out? Yes, Trump already tacoed. So 2 more years of this nonsense? No. The global economy cannot survive 2 more years of this. It has been 1 month, and Japan and America and the European Union have already blown through a significant portion of their petroleum reserves. They have already begun disseminating like our reserves are down to critical levels. No, we cannot keep this going for another 2 years, bucko. How much are we through already? No, see, this information is out of date. It only goes up to January 2026, which is, of course, not relevant. And nitrogen's not getting in the ground because of the Strait closure. Yeah. Fertilizer costs, ammonium nitrate, urea, yeah, all that business. The tweet says, subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the opening of the Strait. Yeah, but he went on to say that Iran's been agreeable and that he's been agreeable to the 10-point plan. So, you know, I don't... It might not even take a couple of days for all of this to blow up. So what happened to Trump's ultimate threat, is that no longer relevant? I'm not sure what you mean. I don't know what you mean. You mean to end civilization? Trump was never going to be able to end Iranian civilization. It was just a question of whether or not he would continue to escalate the conflict, which he will. This is still very much an escalatory period. Nukes? I don't think nukes were on the table. Mere seconds after U.S. President Donald J. Trump announced what he calls a two-sided ceasefire with Iran, ballistic missile launches against Israel by Iran have again been detected. Let me just, it's a 4.5 on Letterboxd for me. I do appreciate Iran very quickly dispelling the notion that they are interested in a ceasefire. Very nice of them. Live UA map. Kind of interested if Israel agrees the ceasefire. Well, according to the 10 points that Iran laid out, Israel would have to stop attacking Lebanon. And I do not think they're going to do that. Israel can't exist without war. Supreme National Security Council. Iran achieved historic victory by forcing criminal U.S. to accept its 10-point plan. Except, the U.S. isn't going to do that, so the fighting will continue. U.S. has accepted Iran's control over Strait of Hormuz, removal of all sanctions. I don't think that's happening. That's their official takeaway. So both sides are just pretending they won? Essentially, Iran and America both know they're lying right now, but they're doing so for different reasons. Trump is lying in a desperate, flailing effort to forestall the consequences of his threats. He's just desperately buying time. What Iran is doing is boasting. They're saying, oh, you want a ceasefire then? Well, then you must have agreed to our terms. Ha ha. Our terms like, we now control the Strait of Hormuz. You must stop all war, blah, 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 which they know America's not agreeing to. So Trump is lying in a way that indicates retreat from his original positions. And Iran is lying in a way that is posturing. It's lying from a position of strength. Obviously, the ceasefire isn't happening. I'm sorry, but this is really stupid. Yes. Keep in mind that this entire time, Iran's positions, their demands, have not changed. Trump is the one that said in his Truth Social post that Iran's 10 points are agreeable for the beginning of negotiations. He is the one who's shifting backwards. He's the one who's lying. He is the one who is posturing and pretending and going all over the place. Iran has held firm. The only thing Iran is doing, the only thing they're doing right now that's dishonest is pretending that Trump is being sincere in his agreeability. Let's see how long it takes for this to fall apart. I give it 2 days. I don't even give it 2 days. How long until the missiles hit Tel Aviv? Where does the Iranian government want to go in the long run? Probably a cessation to U.S. and Israeli warmongering in the Middle East, a lift to the sanctions on the nation, a normalization of their global trade relations, and probably from this point forward, control over the Strait of Hormuz. Why not, right? It's just sitting there for them. The polymarket bros made their money, and that's all that matters. Yep. How much money in total was sitting in the Iran ceasefire position? This wasn't the only bet. This is less than $1 million. A lot more money than that was riding on this. I mean, the real money's in the markets, not in the polymarket bets. So are we saved or not? No. If the ceasefire holds, then Iran basically won, right? I mean, if America follows the 10 points of the ceasefire that Iran has demanded, if America follows those points, then yeah, Iran will have unambiguously won this war. Absolutely. On behalf of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I express gratitude and appreciation for my dear brothers, Chief Prime Minister of Pakistan Sharif and HE Field Marshal Munir for their tireless efforts to end the war in the region. In response to the brotherly request of PM Sharif in his tweet, dripping with sarcasm, and considering the request by the U.S. for negotiations based on its 15-point proposal, as well as announcement by POTUS about acceptance of the general framework. Dude! Oh my God, they're being so fucking smug. They're being so smug. Let's just read this HE is His Excellency. Got you. Just read this in your head, okay? In response to the brotherly request from from PM Sharif in his tweet, and considering the request by the U.S. for negotiations based on its 15-point proposal, as well as announcement by Trump about acceptance of the framework of Iran's 10-point proposal as a basis for negotiations, I hereby declare on behalf of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, if attacks against Iran are halted, our powerful armed forces will cease their defensive operations. For a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible via coordination with Iran's armed forces and with due consideration of technical limitations. Okay, yeah, I'm so confused. Is this them accepting a ceasefire or is the U.S. bowing down? The United States is disingenuously adopting a conciliatory position, signaling weakness but achieving nothing, while Iran is disingenuously accepting a negotiation point that they know America isn't sincerely agreeing to, but they're doing so from a position of strength. Does that make sense? Also, I'm open to arguments here. Do people more or less agree with my logic? I am making predictions about the future here, which normally I try not to do too explicitly, but I feel like my arguments here are pretty on point. I feel like what I'm describing is sensible. Yeah, for right now. So what if they do bomb? Then the war continues, same as before. I don't think anything's going to change here. Apparently, again, there are missiles like currently headed right now to Israel. I think everything's just going to continue. Oil and gas infrastructure in the Middle East will continue to be bombed, so on and so forth. Yeah, LARPers for both sides and Twitter are claiming victory. It's the whole point of this. Vice Black, I have no idea. I just hope both sides had fun. It's only going to continue. It's only going to continue. In the words of the Associated Press, these terms would represent an extraordinary step down by the U.S. after 47 years of hostility with Iran, starting from the 1979 Islamic resolution. Keep in mind, the premise of the ceasefire relies on the assumption that the United States will end all sanctions on Iran and all military engagement with Lebanon and with Iran, and allow Iran to indefinitely control the Strait of Hormuz, including a $2 million toll on every ship moving through the strait. Like, the ceasefire is only authentic if these conditions are met, among others. It also allows Iran to enrich as much uranium as it wants. That's true. That's true. Not only does it remove all sanctions on Iran, it also allows them to pursue the production of nuclear weapons. Iran says its acceptance of a ceasefire does not mean an end to the war. Well, that's rather straightforward. It is emphasized this does not signify the termination of the war, said the Iranian Supreme National Security Council. Our hands remain upon the trigger, and should the slightest error be committed by the enemy, it shall be met with full force. Do you think Iran was actually developing nukes? Back then, probably not. They might in the future, though. I mean, the Ayatollah Khamenei, the previous supreme leader, had, what, a fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons, whereas the current leader has made no such fatwa. If anything, this whole business should be a reminder to the Iranian leadership that they need nuclear weapons in order to prevent stuff like this from happening. Like, they'd be dumb not to. It's not like America and Israel are going to not attack them because they, ooh, Mediasan being based. Zelensky, Strait of Hormuz. For Mediasan, it's astonishing that you, a world leader who many respected for standing up to an illegal attack on your country, now support an illegal attack on another country. It completely kills your credibility. Right now, Iran is Ukraine. You might not like to hear that, but that's a fact. True. True and based. I'm sorry, I'm a bit confused. How does Iran pretending the ceasefire deal is legitimate benefit them? Because if Iran rejects Trump's fake ceasefire agreement, it'll make it look like Iran is the one that is insisting on conflict, when it is, in fact, America and Israel that illegally began this war. So by disingenuously agreeing to an American concession, Iran reaffirms the point that it is legitimately willing to see the end of this war if America and Israel agree to their very reasonable points. It puts them in a better position of strength. It also means that it doesn't look like they're the aggressor when they fire on Israel, as is their godly right, in response to breaking of the ceasefire pact from Israel and America. It's just posturing. But it's the smart thing for Iran to do. Well, I mean, it means the war is continuing. That'll even last 24 hours. Iran claims victory, says it forced U.S. to accept 10-point plan. Yeah, this will last long. So next time Trump's in front of reporters, he has to say Iran has no sanctions now? Well, I don't know what exactly he would say. I just know this isn't going to last very long. It's not like he's rational. No wonder Iran is beloved by the left. full text of the statement of the Supreme National Security Council translated into English. The enemy has suffered an undeniable, historic, and crushing defeat in its dishonorable, illegal, and criminal war against the Iranian nation. By the grace of the pure and sacred blood of the martyred leader of the Islamic Revolution, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Imam Khamenei, peace be upon him, the measures of the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution and Commander-in-Chief His Eminence Ayatollah Sayyid Moshaba Khamenei, may God preserve him, the jihad and valor of the fighters of Islam on the fronts, and above all the historic, enduring, and epic presence of you, the dear nation, from the very first days of the war, Iran has achieved a great victory and forced criminal America to accept its own, Iran's, 10-point plan, in which, again, I should note that this is all dripping with sarcasm. I hope everyone's reading that with the appropriate tone, in which America has in principle committed to guaranteeing non-aggression, continued Iranian control over the Strait of Hormuz, acceptance of enrichment, removal of all primary and secondary sanctions, termination of all UN Security Council and Board of Governors resolutions, payments of reparations to Iran, withdrawal from U.S. combat forces from the region, and cessation of the war on all fronts, including against the heroic Islamic resistance of Lebanon. We congratulate all the people of Iran on this victory and emphasize that until the details of this victory are finalized, steadfastness and prudence from officials and the preservation of unity and solidarity among the Iranian people remain essential. Islamic Iran, together with the brave Mujahideen of the resistance in Lebanon, Iraq, Yemen, and occupied Palestine, has over the past 40 days struck blows against the enemy that the historical member... Thank you very much, my love. Okay, one second. Islam is very dune-coded, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The Prophet Muhammad based the religion off of the books. He was a big fan. Have, after a historic battle, delivered an unforgettable lesson to them, and have so thoroughly destroyed their forces, assets, infrastructure, and all political, economic, technological, and military capital, thank you, that the enemy is now on the verge of collapse and disintegration, and sees no path forward but submission to the will of the great Iranian nation and the honorable axis of resistance. On the first day that Iran's criminal enemies launched this unjust war, they imagined they would achieve full military dominance over Iran in a short time, and by creating political and social instability, force Iran into submission. They assumed Iran's missile and drone fire would quickly be extinguished, and they did not believe Iran could mount such a powerful response beyond its own borders and across the whole region. World Zionism has convinced the foolish American president that this war would finish off Iran, and that by eliminating this last bastion of humanity, that they could thereafter freely commit any crime against anyone they wished. They dreamed of partitioning beloved Iran, plundering its oil and wealth, and ultimately leaving Iranians submerged in chaos, instability, and insecurity for long years to come. The brave fighters of Islam and their courageous allies in the axis of resistance, though their hearts were wounded and shattered by the martyrdom of their imam, relying on Almighty God and following the example of the Master of Martyrs, decided once and for all to deliver a historic lesson to these enemies, avenge all their past crimes, and create conditions in which the enemy would forever abandon any thought of aggression against beloved Iran and taste the full bitterness of humiliation and degradation before the great Iranian nation. Continues below. With this strategy and relying on an unprecedented political and social unity that had formed within the country, Iran and the resistance launched one of the heaviest combined battles in history against America and the Zionist regime, and in this period achieved all the objectives that had been designed for this battle. Iran and the resistance nearly completely destroyed the American military regime in the region, struck devastating and deep blows against the vast infrastructure and assets the enemy had built and deployed around the region over years in preparation for war with Iran, inflicted massive casualties on the criminal American army at a regional level, struck devastating and crushing blows against the enemy's forces, infrastructures, assets, and holdings within occupied territories, and so thoroughly cornered the enemy on all fronts that not only did none of the enemy's primary objectives materialize, but the enemy realized from approximately 10 days after the start of the war that it would have no chance of victory, and for this reason began through various channels and methods to seek contact with Iran and request a ceasefire. The noble Iranian nation should know that by virtue of the jihad of their sons and daughters and their own historic presence on the scene, the enemy has for more than a month been pleading for Iran and the resistance to cease their devastating fire. But the country's officials, because it was decided from the outset of the war would continue until its objectives were met, including the humiliation and exhaustion of the enemy and the long-term removal of the threat of the country, gave a negative answer to all these requests, and the war continued through today, its 40th day. Iran has also several times rejected deadlines issued by the American president and continues to emphasize that it attaches no importance to any deadline issued by the enemy. We now give the glad tidings to the great Iranian nation that virtually all the objectives of the war have been achieved, and your brave sons and daughters have brought the enemy to a historic helplessness and enduring defeat. Iran's historic decision, which carries the unified backing of the entire nation, is to continue this battle for as long as is necessary until its immense gains are consolidated and new security and political equations in the region are established based on the acceptance of Iran's and the resistance's power and supremacy. In this regard, and in accordance with the guidance of the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, His Eminence Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, may God preserve him, and the approval of the Supreme National Security Council, and given Iran's and the resistance's upper hand on the battlefield and the enemy's inability to carry out its threats despite all its claims, and the formal acceptance of all the rightful demands of the Iranian people, it has been decided that negotiations will be held in Islamabad to finalize the details so that within a maximum of 15 days, Iran's victory on the battlefield will also be consolidated in political negotiations. Continues below. In this regard, Iran, while rejecting all proposals put forward by the enemy, drafted a 10-point plan and submitted it to the American side through Pakistan, emphasizing the following core points. Controlled passage through the Strait of Hormuz in coordination with Iran's armed forces, which confers a unique economic and geopolitical position on Iran. The necessity of ending the war against all components of the axis of resistance, which will signify the historic defeat of the aggression of the child-killing Israeli regime. The withdrawal of U.S. combat forces from all bases and deployment points in the region. The establishment of a safe transit protocol through the Strait of Hormuz guaranteeing Iranian supremacy under an agreed protocol, full payment of reparations to Iran according to assessments, removal of all primary and secondary sanctions and resolutions of the Board of Governors and Security Council, unfreezing all Iranian assets and funds held abroad, and finally the adoption of all these terms in a binding UN Security Council resolution. It should be noted the adoption of such a resolution would transform all these agreements into binding international law and represent a major diplomatic victory for the Iranian nation. The respected Prime Minister of Pakistan has now informed Iran that the American side, despite all its outward threats, has accepted these principles as the basis for negotiations and has submitted to the will of the Iranian nation. On this basis, it has been decided at the highest level that Iran will conduct negotiations in Islamabad with the American side for 2 weeks solely on the basis of these principles. It is emphasized that this does not mean the end of the war. Iran will only accept an end to the war when, given the acceptance of the principles of Iran's 10-point plan, the details are also finalized in negotiation. These negotiations will begin with complete distrust of the American side on Friday, April 10th, in Islamabad, and Iran has allocated 2 weeks for these negotiations. This period may be extended by mutual agreement. It is essential that full national unity be maintained during this period and victory celebrations continue in full force. The current negotiations are a national negotiation and a continuation of the battlefield, and it is essential that all people, elites, and political groups trust and support this process, which is under the supervision of the leader of the revolution and the highest levels of the system, and strictly refrain from any divisive statements. If the enemy's submission on the battlefield is translated into a decisive political achievement in negotiations, we will celebrate this great historic victory together. Otherwise, we will continue to fight side by side on the battlefield until all demands of the Iranian nation are met. Our hands are on the trigger, and the moment the slightest error is made by the enemy, it'll be answered with full force. Supreme National Security Council, April 8th, 2026. So my takeaway from this is that the war is still on. America will, in fact, not agree to these conditions, and also that the Iranian council is extremely funny and considerably more literate than any American politicians. We're all fair on that. Iran got jokes. Iran got jokes! Iran got jokes, apparently. Update, 12 minutes ago, Israel says it detected missile launch from Yemen. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, oh, I'm sure. That was fun. They got jokes. I don't they're bombing Dubai again. Jesus fucking Christ. Was Iran just holding a stockpile of ballistic missiles waiting for this? I guess they were. They were like, well, we were going to retaliate after Trump bombed us when the deadline expired anyway. So now it'd be just, it would be funnier if we moved the timetable up 30 minutes and just did it now. Trump accedes to 10-point negotiation plan from Iran. Bombing Dubai again. That's right. It's time for Dubai's housing market to collapse by another 10%. Let's go, folks. I want to make it clear, by the way, that this was a ludicrous, over-the-top piece of propaganda, and still, all of this closer describes reality than any Western news source. And I mean that sincerely. This statement from the Iranian Supreme National Security Council is a closer reflection of the actual state of the world than anything in the West currently reporting on Trump or this. 100%. So that's where we are right now. I'm glad they're having fun with it. I'm glad they've got jokes.